Major turmoil at Fox News. Earlier this month, former Fox anchor Gretchen Carlson filed a lawsuit against the network's powerful CEO, Roger Ailes, saying he sexually harassed her. Since then, other women have also alleged Ailes sexually harassed them as well. And Fox's parent company has brought in a New York law firm to investigate. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik is following this story, and he joins us now. And David, first of all, as we mentioned, this all started with Gretchen Carlson, but you've spoken to some of the other women who allege that Ailes harassed them. What have they told you?
Well, there's a consistency in some of the threads in the stories. They say that Ailes would be cordial. He'd talk about cultivating careers. He'd indicate interest in their professional progress. And then he'd, at various points, and these are according to the women who making these allegations, often off the record or at least not by name, then he would say that their ability to progress would be predicated on their willingness to sort of assent to his sexual requests, to give him favors. And you know, that is as textbook an example of quid pro quo sexual harassment as you can imagine in the professional workplace. It's odious, the allegations. And these allegations span decades, but there have been more recent ones coming to light of late.
Right. I mean, speaking of which, we're reading that New York Magazine is reporting very recently that one of Fox's most popular anchors, Megyn Kelly, mm-hmm. also told lawyers that are conducting the investigation that Ailes sexually harassed her in the past. So David, I mean, how much damage does this do to Roger Ailes?
If Megyn Kelly is testifying to this outside inquiry conducted by a major New York City law firm, Paul Weiss, if she says that he sexually harassed her, I think it's ballgame over. And indeed, it looks like it's going towards that very rapidly indeed. Roger Ailes' views of the world seem to have been set in an earlier era, and that's no surprise to anybody who knows him. But at the same time, this kind of harassment can't really be papered over. And as the company is now being led by Lachlan Murdoch and James Murdoch, the sons of the patriarch Rupert Murdoch, they are not of a mind to sort of let that go. And they could open the corporation up to some significant legal liability if they were to find there were all kinds of harassment going on from the CEO of one of their most important divisions and they look the other way.
Ball game over, meaning maybe we could see a future where Roger Ailes is not running Fox News. I mean, but it's hard to imagine Fox News without Ailes. He's a co-founder of this incredibly popular cable channel.
You know, Rupert Murdoch founded it. Roger Ailes provided the vision, the creative force, the propulsive engine that drove its popularity and its enormous profits, contributing about a fifth of the profits of the parent company, 21st Century Fox. And that's one of the reasons that he hasn't been able to go. He also has assiduously ensured that there's nobody really in place to succeed him and to be of his level and to be of his vision, whether the same vision or a new vision for a different generation of Fox viewers. So, you know, he's ensured that this company has been in some ways tethered to his charisma and his personality. But when I say ball game over, Megyn Kelly in many ways is seen as the future of Fox News. Bill O'Reilly talks about retirement and has for more than a decade. He is their biggest star, but she is rising quickly. She has been auditioning for other networks with a series of interviews and a primetime special a month or so ago. You know, I think that if Megyn Kelly were to say, as she appears to have done according to New York Magazine, that she were harassed by the CEO and chairman of Fox News and the parent company did nothing about it, you know, it's hard to imagine her staying at the network, and it's hard to imagine the network making much sense as it goes forward.
Well, that's NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik talking to us about the incredible tumult going on right now at Fox News. David, thank you as always.
You bet.